Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
A good Sunday to you. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin, and on today's show, one silver lining of all this recent rain should be relief from long-standing drought, right? But we know much of the rainwater here in Southern California is lost to the ocean. We'll tell you about a project at a Willowbrook Park that demonstrates how we can capture more water when it rains. Then Ventura County has been one of the hardest hit by these storms, and now farm workers there are finding themselves with no way to earn a living. Plus some tips on what to do when your car encounters the deep floodwaters heavy storms can produce. That's all coming up in just a few minutes, but first, here's what's happening around LA. Mostly dry today, but the rain is coming back for sure around 4 o'clock. This storm is expected to be lighter than yesterday's, about half an inch in most of LA County, up to 2 inches in the mountains. Here's David Sweet with the National Weather Service.
We do have previous rainfall that has caused the ground to become fairly saturated, so we have some minor concerns about some degree of flooding occurring, but we don't expect any major problems.
The rain will turn into scattered showers overnight that will continue into tomorrow. And yesterday's storm caused flooding on the Long Beach Peninsula near 67th Street and in parts of Belmont Shore. Public Works says they're working on clearing out storm drains in those areas. And with more rain on the way, sandbags are available at fire stations near the beach. Meanwhile, 2 days after KPCC reported on problems and confusion at the LA Grand Hotel related to plans to shut it down by the end of the month, city officials announced it will stay open. Downtown LA Hotel has served as temporary housing for people experiencing homelessness during the pandemic. That means that more than 100 people living at the hotel can stay. Chief of Housing and Homelessness Solutions Mercedes Marquez announced the news at an event in Venice Beach.
The Grand is being reopened. We're brand new. We're negotiating right now, but it will not close.
Takar Smith was shot and killed by an LAPD officer last week during a mental health crisis. KPCC's mental health reporter Robert Garova says this killing has sparked a lot of criticism from local officials and right from the top.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore said he wanted to be clear that he was dissatisfied that officers in the Smith case didn't call in mental health resources. Mayor Karen Bass said she has, quote, grave concerns about the deeply disturbing tapes that were released. She said, quote, especially as a former healthcare professional, I am deeply troubled that mental health experts were not called in, even when there was a documented history of past mental health crisis.
He noted that an LAPD pilot program for unarmed teams who respond to mental health crises was promised more than 2 years ago, but still has not begun. We've got more rain coming through this afternoon. It's going to stick around into tomorrow, and snow levels are dropping down to 4,500 feet. With the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday tomorrow, plus some epic snow conditions in the mountains, it's going to be tempting for a lot of Angelenos to go enjoy the snow, but weather could be treacherous for driving. Caltrans is appealing to drivers across the state to stay off the roads this weekend. We should say the roads have been more dangerous in Northern California, but we're not exempt here. In Southern California, up to 3 inches of snow is expected in the foothills and mountain areas. If you do head out, check out the weather and road conditions along your route ahead of time. If you're looking for a way to be of service in honor of the MLK holiday tomorrow, the nonprofit Big Sunday is hosting a clothing drive and community breakfast at the 24th Street Elementary School in West Adams. The organization is looking for volunteers to donate new, cold-weather clothes and help assemble clothing kits to donate. This is all while enjoying breakfast together and listening to the Blue Breeze Band playing Motown and R&B favorites. Here's David Levinson, the founder of Big Sunday.
What I love about this event is it's people of all ages and all backgrounds coming together to celebrate our differences while finding common ground. And we get a lot done, but I like to feel it's very much in the spirit of what Dr. King fought so hard for.
You have to sign up if you want to volunteer. That's at bigsunday.org.
Someone to hold you too close. Close. someone to hurt you too deep.
The work of composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has left an indelible mark on American musicals. And for the next 6 months, the Pasadena Playhouse is hosting a celebration of his work. Producing artistic director Danny Feldman joins us now to tell us all about it. Welcome, Danny.
Hi there.
So I do want to hear about all of the performances that you guys have lined up. But first, can you tell us how this whole Sondheim celebration came about and why the Pasadena Playhouse wanted to dedicate 6 months of programming to make it happen?
Actually, during the pandemic, that's where all of this came from. And as we were dreaming at the Playhouse of being back on our stage and coming back in a big way, I had this idea of what if we stopped the regular programming of plays and musicals and dedicated ourselves to one big idea for a couple months and brought our community, all the different facets of the community together for one thing. And for some reason, the obvious choice was Stephen Sondheim for me. And in the midst of planning it and getting his approval and working on it, he passed away last November. And the whole celebration changed in a way. We weren't sure if we were going to do it at first, but we all decided this was the right thing to do. And we're even more driven now to do this in a really beautiful way at the Pasadena Playhouse that celebrates and opens the full community, opens doors wider to Sondheim's work.
And there's a whole bunch of programming, but it includes two main stage productions at the Playhouse. Tell us about Sunday in the Park with George and A Little Night Music.
Absolutely. Sunday in the Park with George, one of my favorite musicals, I think is a high watermark for Stephen Sondheim, for those who know his work. It is a fantastic play. It won the Pulitzer Prize. It started actually off-Broadway, and it was one of those artsy shows back then that now is pretty darn mainstream. But it is Sondheim's most personal work, and we are doing a stunning production of it with the full original orchestration and projections. And it's really going to be something special. And I think we'll honor his work in a beautiful way. And our second major production that anchors the festival is A Little Night Music. A Little Night Music, completely different than Sunday in the Park with George. I would say one of the hallmarks of Stephen Sondheim is he never wrote the same show twice, sort of a chameleon and stretched himself in different ways. A Little Night Music is a total farce. It's a sex farce, very funny, about a bunch of people who start the night with a partner and end the night with a different one. And it is the 50th anniversary of A Little Night Music. And we are doing it with the complete 22-piece orchestration.
Yeah. And Sunday with the Park with George is that you have Sarna Lapine who directed the Broadway production directing this one, correct?
That is correct. We have a creative team that was on Broadway, most of the creative team. And it's in the spirit of that production that was on Broadway. So a Broadway scale musical right here in our Pasadena Playhouse, State Theater, California.
And there's a whole series of other special events that it seemed interesting to me because they seem to offer other ways to enjoy Sondheim's work. Tell us about some of these events.
Absolutely. We believe theater's for everyone and Sondheim is for everyone. And so we have a lot of people in our community here who are Sondheim fanatics, but we also have a lot of folks who probably never heard of Stephen Sondheim, and that's wonderful. That's okay. And we hope this festival is something that is for everyone. So two concerts, which are really, really exciting. Larry Owens, some people know him from Abbott Elementary, the TV show, and Ellery Ward, who is made a name for herself as an acoustic Sondheim player. Both of those are fresh young talent taking their unique perspective on Sondheim, bringing different audiences in from the different kind of work.
Okay. And we saved perhaps the best for last. The legendary Broadway performer, Bernadette Peters. I was just like, what? She's going to perform at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. That sounds like an amazing performance. Tell us about that.
Oh, you know, Bernadette Peters is the ultimate Sondheim diva, but just the ultimate performer. And we were delighted when Bernadette agreed to come and do a special tribute concert. Most of the songs she will be performing in the concert are Sondheim songs or Sondheim connected songs. And really the ultimate Sondheim muse. We can't think of a better way to close our entire celebration.
That's Pasadena Playhouse producing artistic director Danny Feldman telling us about the six-month community celebration of the work of Stephen Sondheim. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The celebration will kick off on January 26th with a two-night run of Into the Woods at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. Tickets to that show are free. Then the main stage show, Sunday in the Park with George, starts February 14th. Information on all the shows and tickets are at PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
Things would turn out right now. We can make it so.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Someone
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Welcome back to the LA Report. I'm Julia Paskin. A lot of the rain coming down in recent weeks ends up in the ocean, not in storage for use in drier months. While LA County plans to increase the amount of water it captures from storms, this infrastructure could take decades to build. Our Mariana Dale visited one project already in place at a Willowbrook Park to get a look at the future.
LA County approved a $135 million renovation at Irvin Magic Johnson Recreation Area about 6 years ago. One goal was to reduce the potable or drinkable water used by the park's two man-made lakes and landscaping. To do that, the county built a system to treat millions of gallons of storm water. Wendy Chan is a landscape architect at the firm AHBEMIG, which helped oversee the project.
With technologies these days, you can do, you know, this whole treatment system, the whole watershed in just a small little building.
A few steps away, I watched that newly treated water flow into the park's South Lake. The lakes store the water until it's needed to irrigate the landscape. Any excess flows back into Compton Creek cleaner than before. I'm Mariana Dale.
You can see pictures of the park online at LAist.com. This week's intense rains have flooded Ventura County's farm fields. Many farm workers were told to just stay home, which for most means no pay. Leslie Berstein-Rojas spoke with one of them.
Oxnard farm worker Fidel Panfilo Rodriguez says he's been unable to work since last week. He described the strawberry field where he works. Speaking in Mixteco, he told us through a translator that the rows of berries were covered in water and you couldn't even park a car in the lot. He said his employer told workers they'll be advised once it's okay to go back. Jorge Toledano with the Mixteco Indigena Community Organizing Project says while some farms have stayed open, those with low-lying crops, like strawberries, have suffered, as have the workers who've had to stay home. He says they're worried about how they'll pay for rent and food. And because many farm workers are undocumented, he says, they can't get unemployment. Some fields are drying out now, but that could change since more rain is on the way. I'm Leslie Berestein-Rojas.
Recent downpours have made our roads and freeways dangerous in ways we just aren't used to. LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez has more on what to do if you're caught up in floodwaters.
It's not recommended that you drive in dangerous conditions at all. But as we all know, life is a rain or shine event, and sometimes we end up having to get somewhere. If you have to go out, plan ahead. Know your route in advance, especially with night driving. If there's flooding conditions on your path, take another one. Don't try to drive in standing water. It's impossible to tell how deep it is. And 12 inches of rushing water is enough to sweep your car away. If you do get stuck and the water's not rising, the California Highway Patrol says that you should stay in your vehicle if you can safely do so and call 911 immediately. They say to keep a highlighted vest and cones in your trunk to notify other drivers to stay away from your area. But if the water keeps going up and your car's in danger of being submerged, of course you should seek higher ground. I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
With more storms this weekend, we encourage you to learn more about the best ways to stay safe during wet weather driving at LAist.com. Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. We'll be back tomorrow with the AM and PM editions to deliver you more of what's happening in LA and Southern California. Until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend and, as always, try to take it easy. I'm Julia Paskin. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. The Weekend LA Report is engineered by Sean Corey Campbell. On weekdays, the LA Report is engineered by Brandon Bowles and Tui Mao. Special thanks to the reporters, editors, and the entire KPCC LAist newsroom.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.